Blog Talk Radio.
I mean, so I'm streaming. Oh yeah, connect that. You gotta go live there. Then it goes to. What does it say right there? I can't see my.
You already on it now. You already on camera now. So you might as well.
No, it's not live.
But that's you going live now.
It should
going
be you.
Live,
oh my god, that's why I do not want to fucking use two of these things.
In the broadcast. Ended.
I ended it.
In the broadcast.
Go live from there.
You say record on only.
Come out of that. You don't want to record only, you want to do a broadcast.
So here, babe, you have to be on camera, babe. You just gotta be on camera and knock it out.
You're gonna have to learn how to
right
do this.
Right now, we'll
you.
Do that. But
we
right
don't
now,
have to argue. I'm trying to get to it. There's an edit button right there, babe.
Yo, just do the shit and then we'll figure it out just a little later.
But talk to me like you talk to your friends, please.
Please don't start with me, dog, because I will really snap on this fucking live, dog. You know I will. So
I don't give a fuck if you snap on the live. I'll just walk away and take the live off. Right. Like, we're not even live now.
All right, well, don't. I don't know what the fuck is up with you.
I'm trying to work through it, and it's like, forget it. It's okay.
You was already on YouTube. Already.
Yeah, but when we have two things up, it's two things. You could see me. You see me trying to explain.
I'm going to take the thing down because you're on YouTube.
How am I on YouTube? Where am I on YouTube? It's not there.
I just watched it. Right here. Are we going? Are we there yet or not?
Go ahead.
Why the computer like this? Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
So now you're good now. Now, are you automatically connected to the YouTube?
Yes. It's such a great thing.
Yo, it's easy to block, Captain. Gutter City ready, yo. We is here. Sorry for the leak. Little thing. We had a little technical difficulties, but we back. We getting it in. I promise y'all, by next week, this shit is going to be flawless. We're going to be getting it in. We're going to have Hurricane Dew here. In the background, she's the producer. She's a very good producer, too. She just be bugging sometimes. Huh, babe? Don't you be bugging? You be bugging, cuz. You be bugging. We back, though. We back. Yesterday, if y'all caught the show yesterday, we had P on from URL. Salute to P, man. P give a lot of people opportunities. And all you got to do is go. Knock out your opportunity, and I'm sure that, you know, it'll be lit for you. Yeah, it'll be. We had Dutch on. Dutch. We trying to get your big cook, because you had Dutch. We trying to get Dutch back on, because truth to be told, Dutch knowledge of battle rap is A1. He knows a lot. A lot of times we get people, like we got the big bloggers who only know the big names. They only interview the big names. And they don't, they only know, like, those people. But when it comes to, like, the new people on the rise or who to look for, they don't know them. And that's one thing Dutch does. Like, Dutch knows all of them. He knows all of them. He knows all the newer people that's coming in. He knows the people to look for. Hey, man, didn't Dutch have, he, like, Dutch put out a list, like, last year.
Yeah,
these are the people to look out for. It had me on there. It had Bankhead on there.
Mm-hmm.
It had Scotty on there from, like, We Go Hard. And, I mean, you see what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good eye for talent. Then we had Sam on here. Y'all see the little ugly little motherfucker in the back? Yeah, Sam, he draws that. He's very talented, though. But the whole point of these drawings was to, like, make niggas mad and shit. You know what I'm saying? We here to talk about Ultimate Madness. We here to talk about quarantine battles. We here to talk about Big K and Floss the Boss quarantine battle just dropped. If y'all ain't see that, check out that RBE. Where is battle rap going now?
Mm-hmm. Oh, because COVID-19, so everybody's doing like video battles
COVID,
and shit like
COVID-19.
That. COVID-19. Mm-hmm.
Everybody's doing that.
Video battle.
Right.
But this Ultimate Madness shit that's going on is about to be crazy. I know that. It's a dope series. I know that.
Right.
I know Sam's artwork has been interesting. I know that. I think we got Troy Martin on the line. I'm not sure. But let me see.
Whoa, got Troy on the line.
I don't know. That's somebody right there.
914-205-5667. If y'all don't have the number, please call in. If y'all don't have the number, call in. Let's get it popping. Let's get it popping. You hear me?
That's somebody. Let's see who that is real quick.
Who? 347?
Mm-hmm.
We got an NY number, of course. I mean, who's that? Who's that? Who's
see.
That? It's 347. You lit, you on, Gutter City Radio.
Who
this?
Who this? Powder. This Powder. What up, bro? This Powder.
Gunpowder Powder.
Gunpowder. What's up with you, Brody?
Ain't shit. I'm tuned in. I'm cooling. You still owe me that cheese stick. Whoa.
Oh, man. Listen, and I got you. That's my word. But, you know, right now, you can't even come out of this car right now.
It's crazy right now. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
What's wrong with Everybody good? Everybody
living? Yeah. Everybody's good over here. I told Bay, I said, if she go to NY, she can't come back. You hear me?
Nah, it be like that.
That's a damn lie.
If she can't come back, it's quarantined out over here. Gunpowder Pack, listen, before, you know, we get into this and I ask you a couple questions, I would like to tell you, though, your talent is very notable.
Do always
talk high about you. You know what I'm saying?
Hell
you are.
She was there during the rise. She was there during
right.
the rise. I'll never forget that.
Right, right. She never has nothing bad to say about you. Because, you know, me, I talk shit about everybody. But, select few that, you know, she rocks with. And then when it comes to NY, she's a little... NY, you know what I'm saying? Like, so if it's an NY artist who she likes, especially from that We Go Hard thing, then, you know, she's mostly going to pick that. So, you know, I was on your ass too, Gunpowder Pat, because I remember when she was in the crib and shit, and I know you fucking like, you hit her in the inbox. I'm like, yo, who that?
Oh, hell yeah. Me and you always speak. I know you had to be on it though. Nah, me and you always speak. She was always
right.
that. Feel me? That motive, especially coming in the We Go Hard. You get what I'm saying? She had a big staple there, so her backup was definitely.
So we got Ultimate Madness, bro. I'm on the card as well. I'm sure most of the people know. If don't know, Gunpowder Pat is on the card. Before we talk about the card, though, for the people who don't know you, tell them about you.
Yeah.
Like, what's up with you, bro? Like, where you from? What league you rep on? What's your notable battles? You know, just, yeah, man.
You could probably tell I'm from New York just off with Brooklyn, born and raised, same shit. I started off in Brooklyn Mike Club, though, before I came to We Go Hard. but I always been around the scene because they used to shoot them shits in my nigga Gunner basement. But now, feel me, we go hard repping, heavy, home team heavy. It's, man, Brooklyn heavy, man. We got to look out for ourselves out here, especially in this battle rap world now. This shit turned into a battle of the divisions and shit. You had your DMV run. You got the Midwest niggas pushing Midwest. I'm trying to hold that so many Brooklyn talk still. And it's fucked up they got me battling Bando because he holding that Brooklyn talk too, know what I mean?
Right.
Niggas like me, Hopper, Cortez, whoever from the city, feel me? It's a city shit right here.
Now, you don't think that New York already had they wave? Because you got to understand, like, I guess, you know, if you ask me, I would tell you Philly had a big input in battle rap, but if you
definitely
go to the
people, hell yeah.
Right,
hell
right.
Yeah. My favorite battle rappers are from Philly. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But if you go to anybody, let's just say anybody 8 to 10 years ago who just battle rap, they'll tell you New York is the mecca. I'm not saying that y'all didn't have a big part or did not even start it, but mostly URL started from y'all end, though.
Yeah, this is where it started. It's the mecca for a lot of shit. It's New York.
Right.
We got the most coronavirus cases for a reason. We just, whatever go to red, we at the top of the charts. No matter what it is.
Right. So I guess my question is, you don't think that New York already, like me, had they run?
I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, feel me? This not about runs, let's try this out. Niggas want to come back to New York for a reason. The crowds are amazing. They tell you what it is. It's love out here. You got people from all over, you know what I'm saying? When you go to these other cities and stuff, it's a more so got something to prove type of thing. So sometimes it'd be a little overboard. Don't get me wrong. Certain cities is definitely Gucci for the battle rap scene, but everybody been to a city where this ain't it for this. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Mhm. I mean, I guess, you know, because listen, I feel like when it comes to like Philly, I feel like me and maybe Han that's on his car, we like the last, like me, hoorah. You know what I mean? Like besides like the early years, E-Ness and all of that, like Philly hasn't had a good run in God knows how. So like, you know, soon you talk like, all right, NY, then we talk the Midwest, and you got, you know, now you got them niggas from
but it's like certain cities like Philly, New York, Jersey. Those three right there, they already spent. You feel me? Philly don't got nothing to prove with battle rap. Y'all already proved what y'all got to prove, you know what I'm saying? It's these other cities that's, you feel me?
Right.
So
but,
as far as Philly go, I put y'all on the same pedestal as New York, you know what I'm saying? Of course, I'm going to have y'all two or three, not one. It's New York one, but y'all on that same pedestal, you know what I'm saying?
As you supposed to. Now, all right, when you got that first, I was there. Me and her was there at the battle when you battled. It was We Go Hard. You battled, what's the nigga name? From Connecticut.
Oh, Pop.
That was that was my first time watching you, period. That was my first time being in the building to see you. And I want to say I'm glad I seen you live because it's a difference. It's a difference than seeing you.
Super different.
Right. It's a difference than seeing you on YouTube or a playback or seeing you live. Like you can't really catch the visuals, you can't catch the intensity, you can't catch a lot of shit in the building when you're watching it. I would love to come, if somebody tell me your Gunpowder Pat is battling and I can be there, I know it's going to be lit. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I know you about to break. Right. So that was my first time seeing you and you went crazy. You hear me?
Yeah, good looking, bro. I appreciate it.
Crazy on that joint, you know what I'm saying? And I seen when Troy came up to you, and I seen when Smack came up to you, and I said it that night on the car ride back home. I said, yo, he it. You know what I mean? He's it.
Good looking, bro. I appreciate that. I appreciate
so
that coming from you, too.
Right. So from that day on, how you feel? Like from that time on, like, all right, I'm there now. I got the PG. Now I'm lit. So from take me back from that day on to, like, you mean here.
Shit, I'll never forget that day too. That was my third We Go Hard battle. My first shit was Short Fuse. That was like a new nigga type thing. Cool, stamp that. And then my next one, they gave me Ra. Now, I don't know if you know, but at the time, Ra was the hottest thing up and coming in We Go Hard. And out of everybody on the scene, he was the nigga I was most fearful of when it came to battle. Then they gave me Ra, you know what I'm saying? That was the most nervous battle I went into, I ain't gonna lie, but I did that. So now when it came to the Pop battle, I think I had Skates lined up too. Me and Pop was supposed to be three rounds, but I told the nigga, nah, feel me? We gonna do one, like, you feel me? I gotta focus on this, that. So Pop, feel me, was talking shit, whatever, like, ah, you scared to do this? I'm like, yo, this one gonna be crazy, I'm telling you. Like, feel me, Pop is shit, he wanted to go first. That happened. Nigga, Smack wanted to pull it up. Mind you, I didn't even know Smack's pulling up, but I take every battle as serious as I'm supposed to take it. Like, you see how niggas take battles on leagues, they don't take it as serious because it's on a certain league. That's why I only battle X amount of times a year. I'm taking every battle serious, so I got to focus on that. But how I feel from that day to this day, I feel good. I mean, I get love recognition, but I still got shit that I got to prove to myself, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't doing this for no reason, feel me? I made life sacrifices and shit. Like, I be zoned in, I be focused. But at the same time, you get what I'm saying? Even though I get love here and there, you get hate here and there. And I just still got shit that I need to prove to myself as a battle.
And some of those things you got to prove is what?
I ask myself that all the time. What do I got to prove? It's like, I don't know what I got to prove, but I don't feel, you get what I'm saying? I'm always testing myself. So who knows? Maybe the shit I got to prove is win this tournament. You get what I'm saying? Shit like that.
Fact. I mean, winning the tournament ain't a bad thing, you hear me?
What you said?
I said, if you win the tournament, I don't think that's going to be a bad thing, yeah? That's definitely proving everybody wrong.
You know what I'm saying?
You skip a lot of lines if you win this tournament. No question.
Right. Oh, we got Sam on.
That's a fan. It's your boy, Big Sam, in the building, man.
Hey, yo, hey, Pat, if you got anything to say to Sam about them dumbass drones he did, this is the time now, good brother.
Oh, nah. It's fucked up because those drones is cool. Those drones is cool. They just real animated, but that's what come with it, you feel me?
Right.
You violate a Vando, but cool, because that's the nigga I'm battling, but hey. But it's fucked up because it do look like Vando.
It kind of do a little. I think all the pictures resemble us. He just went out of pocket a little bit. He just went out of pocket.
That's what he do, though. I respect all forms of art. You feel me? He an artist. That's what he do, and I respect that he drew me. You get what I'm saying?
Sam, I also want to know, I didn't know, you know, how long it took you to do these or the creative, you know, things behind it. I also have a person who does that type of work, and he was just telling me, like, yo, that shit takes talent and it takes time. So for you to get two of them Jones, he really, like, put in, like, work. So I didn't know it was, you know, that much work that went behind those things. So, you know, I would, as me, I appreciate it.
Oh, that's what's up. I appreciate that. Ain't no thing, man. Ain't no thing.
Right.
That's a fact.
So, we on G-City Radio. Y'all want to call up? It's 914-205-5667. We got Gunpowder Pat on. We got Sam in URL. We talking about the Ultimate Madness. Pat, your two most dangerous people opposite side of the bracket is who?
So most
we're talking
dangerous
about for you. Yeah. Personally.
Personally, for me, Two most dangerous opposite sides. I'm gonna say Fonz is number one most dangerous opposite side.
That's what I said.
Probably give it to Don Marino because Don battles a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So he used to just battle a lot. So probably Fonz and Don on the opposite side.
Okay, and then on your side, who do you not, if you was like, yo, if I don't have to see him on your side, it would be who?
It's fucked up because Bando my boy. Like, me and Bando, we knew he was in the tournament. So the whole while we there, chopped up like, yeah, we going to be sparring. We going to meet whenever we meet. Boom, first round. That's how they
right.
do you. So I feel, feel me. Shouts out to my boy Bando, but once I get him out of it, I'm going to be good because he was the only one that I ain't want to see.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Now, all right, I'm seeing a lot. All right, you know, we're going to take the sharpest knife. We're going to cut the bullshit. I don't see a lot of people. I see a lot of people saying Rube Bando punched too much. He punched too much for you. Like, you might take a little longer to get to the punch. You know what I'm saying? You are entertaining. People are saying, but they don't think that you have enough time to complete.
Yo, niggas had me losing every battle I go to. Niggas had me losing.
Right.
Yo, to this brown page to that shit. That show be done.
Right.
Back all the niggas down, battle.
That shit only matters if he goes in there, hears that, but he's actually ass. You feel me? If he ain't
right.
ass, it don't matter what they come out.
Mm-hmm.
So can we expect something new, or are we getting the, you know, the pack?
I'm focused on executing. Yeah, I got a slow pace, but I know the time limits. I ain't no dummy, so I'm
right.
going from.
That's Dutch, I think.
I just gotta execute. That's all I gotta do.
I don't know if it is. I mean.
Yeah. You know, I personally think I like Rue. I like Rue Bando, and I'm not gonna lie. I think that I was one of the ones who was like depending on if you can get there. But the one thing that I am nervous, you know, when it comes to you is about because like it's something like with you and Your Honor, y'all have any opportunity during any round to create like a moment, big as shit.
And that's
yeah,
what I'm
I mean,
focused on, executing.
Right. And depending on how big that moment is, you know, that can... Basically, it's like the twerk and A-verb effect. Because I had A-verb winning the first two rounds, but then you know when twerk did that third round and he took, like, the hoodie down, it was so, like, you know, like the building went so crazy
yeah.
and all of that now. Niggas gave him the third, but now niggas went back to the second now. You dig what I'm saying? They like, hold up.
Yeah.
Hold on. You know what I mean? So it's like,
nah,
I believe. Yeah.
Now, go ahead.
No, I just believe that, you know, you possess those type of qualities.
Appreciate that. Yeah, now,
but
if
you
want to
come with those type of qualities.
What'd you say?
I said, is you going to come with those type of qualities, though? Because are you going to think too hard, too? Because you know we only got 2 minutes. You know it's three rounds. So you know you got to get straight to the point. Now, are you overthinking shit? Do you think that this situation...
Nah, I'm good at math. I know how much time I got to do what I got to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That shit right, nigga. Like, man. But with, me and Bando's more so personal because we both from We Go Hard. We both was on the come up together. It was always
right.
me and Bando and me. Like that night when I battled Pop, you said, Bando battled Tanium. I don't know if you remember, but they was giving bread to battle other night. Me and Bando
yeah.
had to split that. Me and Bando
okay.
had to split that bread. The two niggas that was on the Brooklyn PGs, me and Bando. Another time, me and Bando battled the night. So, feel me? Bando know what's up. I know what's up. That's like, feel me? We know what's up. I don't care what other people think. He know what's up. He know me
right.
better than them. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, another... All right, so let's get into this. Who the judges? We know one. I don't know if we... allowed to put out two and
we
three?
We know three. It's Uncle
yeah,
Rob,
they put out, yeah.
Knowledge, uh-huh. and Tone Bro. That's the third one.
Yeah. Okay, so we got Tony Bro from Black Compass. Mm-hmm. Black Compass. Then we got Uncle Ra from 15 Minutes of Fame. And then mm-hmm. we got Knowledge from Hip Hop.
Knowledge from Hip Hop is Real.
Right. How do you feel
There's
about
one more.
Those?
That's going to be one.
The judges, because they not battlers. I feel like they all, I feel like Knowledge and, I feel like everybody is going to be unbiased and get their own opinion. Uncle Rod do his own thing. Knowledge definitely unbiased. And Tone Bro is genuine. So I like these three so far. But now I want to see two judges not battle rap involved at all. Like, I want to see two niggas I ain't see a battle or some shit like that.
So just start it over.
But then they have to end their calls, too.
Hey, yo, Gunpowder Pat, your friend, she done fucked something up over here, man. So, listen, we got to restart it, but we going to keep all of this, but just call right back, though.
I got you.
Oh. Damn, baby, what's up with you?
Don't try to blame that shit on me. I don't know what the fuck happened. This shit says show ended. I'm looking at the shit. Like, what happened?
That was a good job.
Yeah, it was good, baby.
Yo, that was a good song.
You
right
can just
there.
Stay doing what you're doing. I gotta do it from here though. Don't even do all of that.
That's cool. I wanted the L anyway. Damn, that was a good song.
You still on YouTube though?
Oh, it's still recording?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was a good song, dog.
I don't know why it ended. You up there stream left, babe. Bae, it's still on.
It's still
recording? Yup. It just ended on my end. But why? Somebody's still listening. Somebody's still on the call listening. I don't know. Because look, I don't know why that shit said it's still on. What's up, y'all? I'll just talk.
Just end the fucking
job. Okay.